insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتل عليهم نبأ إبراهيم.
And recite to them the news of Abraham.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 69th verse of this chapter, chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. The verse says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, and also the 70th one, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, and recite unto them the story of Abraham, when he said to his father and his people, what do you worship? The Prophet of Islam is ordered by the Almighty Allah to recite this story of Prophet Abraham to his people, as he did with the story of Prophet Moses. So he is responsible from the Almighty Allah to save the history and what happened to the previous prophets of the Almighty Allah on this earth. وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ, the Holy Quran says, recite unto them. You need to preserve and save this great history. And this is not just a story, as the Holy Quran says, نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. This history, this story of Abraham, is so important that it is called نَبَأ. In Arabic, نَبَأ is called to some very important news. I assume the application of the word neba for the history and story of Abraham implicitly suggests that learning about this story is really useful and applicable for the life we're having. Now, some might wonder, what would be the use of reciting the story of what happened to a prophet of the Almighty Allah, how he invited his people, and what happened to him and his people thousands and maybe hundreds of years ago. Now, as you may have guessed, the traditions, the laws governing history and what goes on throughout history, they are all firm. They do not change. That is why we say history repeats itself. That is why we say learning about the previous nations, what happened to them, their prophet, and the invitation of that prophet would be so useful. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, recite unto them the story of Abraham.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, the story of Abraham is picked up in this part of the chapter with this verse. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ When he said to his father and his people, What are you worshipping? What do you worship? Among all the details and information concerning this great prophet, Prophet Abraham, the Holy Quran emphasizes on this matter that he is talking to some other people. He is talking to his uncle. And let me just clarify this, that based on Islamic narrations, the objective of the word Ab mentioned in this verse is the name of Azar, because he was Abraham's uncle, and it is impossible that the father of a divine prophet, such as Abraham, could be a pagan. The word Ab, of course, literally means father, but philologically, the Arabic word Ab has also been applied for a trainee, grandfather, and also father-in-law. Anyway, this is where the Holy Quran starts the story of Prophet Abraham. We see a prophet forbidding the evil from his close relatives. And he starts the invitation from the ones who are really close to him. نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ So, this is a duty and responsibility for us. If we want to enjoin good, forbid evil. One of the conditions is to start from the ones who are close to us, the ones who believe in us, the ones who have seen and have believed in us. And the point is that we do not take age into account for this matter. The youngsters can and must worry about their elderlies, and also vice versa. And these are two points that we can understand from this verse. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and that's when faith begins.